At the height of the gold rush in the mid-19th century, there were about 40,000 Chinese people working in the goldfields of Victoria. Miners, interpreters, gardeners and merchants. It was gold, 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 and people flocked from everywhere to be a part of that rush. There are also pioneer Chinese Australians about to witness a significant chapter in Australian history unfolding at Eureka, where the diggers on the goldfields rebelled against licensing laws. Despite their early contribution to our society here in Australia, in the 19th century, Chinese Australians were often the target of negative stereotypes, rumours of opium addiction and violence affecting their community. Well, now an exhibition at the Museum of Australian Democracy at Eureka aims to counter this narrative and tell the stories of Chinese Australians who prospered in the goldfields. The exhibition is called Chinese Fortunes, and Sarah Masters is the head of MAID, the Museum of Australian Democracy at Eureka. Sarah, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning, Fran.
Sarah, in the 19th century, tens of thousands of Chinese people were working in the goldfields in Victoria. They came quickly. Who were they? Where did they come from and did they stay?
They did. Some of them went home, but a lot of them stayed. They came from the south part of China, from one area in the southern part of China, and they came for the gold. They came in some years, in their tens of thousands, and they dispersed throughout regional Victoria and New South Wales, Queensland, and even as far as Western Australia and Perth.
And what kind of contribution did they make? In this exhibition, you're honouring these people, trying to get sort of beyond the myths.
We are. I think the biggest contribution that I don't think anybody really thinks about very much is philanthropy. So if we take Bendigo, for instance, in Bendigo in 1858, the Chinese commenced having an Easter parade, which has continued with a four-year break up until today. And the primary purpose of the Easter parade was to raise funds for the hospitals and benevolent asylums. So those Easter parades, well, the Easter parade took place in Bendigo, but similar parades took place in Beechworth and Ballarat, and the costumes, which were, or the parade regalia, was shared amongst the community in Ballarat and Beechworth and Bendigo.
So philanthropy is one of the themes in the profiles you've pulled out. I was struck by one story of a Chinese man whose family prospered in the goldfields. Terribly philanthropic, not just to the Chinese community, but to the Australian community more broadly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This was about the idea of collectivism. This was about the idea of benefiting as a whole. So if you think about the Chinese coming to Australia, they often came in groups, gangs is a pejorative meaning nowadays, but they did. They came in work gangs and they worked together. They worked collaboratively for the betterment of the whole, the betterment of their community. And the philanthropy they undertook was an extension of that mentality.
Well, it sounds fascinating. The excerpts I've seen look great. I think you've got a terrific breadth there. 46 stories in all. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Sarah Masters is the head of the Museum of Australian Democracy at Eureka. You can simply call that MAID. And the exhibition Chinese Fortunes opens tomorrow. It's open for a while. So if you want to go for a drive, head towards the Eureka Stockade around Ballarat and the new gallery there and this exhibition. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 9.